Yes, yes, we are.
Oh, God. He already wants to call it a wrap up. It's
it
not a good start.
It is a wrap up.
It's not
are
a wrap up.
Are we actually recording?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I didn't
I
see
hear
it.
The music.
Are you sure we're recording? Because I don't think, see it moving.
I think I hear the
it
music.
It is.
I don't hear anything but background noise. Is really all that I hear currently.
No, it's working.
So this is the end.
The end of the con. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for stopping by the booth. All of our no,
the whole con was a con.
It was.
This is it. Day over.
So this is the end of day one.
This is the end
and,
of day one, my friend.
Must you always sing?
This is the end.
Can we cut? Oh, we can't cut him out.
No.
No, not really.
We're on one track. If we had shit that worked, you could cut me out.
Damn you, technology.
Oh, man.
So we're wrapping up day one.
So we're wrapping up day one.
At New York Comic Con.
NYCC.
13.
Right.
And we sold some exclusives.
We did.
We met some peeps.
We did.
Raphael Albuquerque came by to do a segment.
Yeah, that's probably hear that a little bit later.
He did an interview. That'll be up later.
Yes. And some other people who promised to come by include Jim Krueger.
Right.
Peterson.
Nice.
I stopped and talked to Peterson. He'll come down and talk to us about Mouse Guard. And Fernando Ruiz.
Oh, lovely.
From Archie Comics will also stop by.
I think we're going to have Eric Scarecrow come by.
Oh, yeah? Nice, nice.
We're going to have J.Ru and Vampy.
Oh,
Vampy
really?
Bit me come
you
by.
You mean in between him doing pieces on the streets of New York?
So
that J.Ru?
He'll be by. He gave me a homework assignment, actually, before tomorrow. And I was like, it's not going to happen.
What's the
homework? He said that I need to watch Attack on Titan. I think it's called. It's an anime, apparently.
I've never heard
of
it.
Apparently, it's very awesome. But
I actually have another person today who told me to watch that, so maybe it's good.
Yeah, and he kind of gave me an idea of what it is, and it sounds like it's a really cool concept for a show.
I don't know anything about it. I was just told watch it, and I'm okay
with
that.
All right, so we can look forward to that also.
So why don't we talk about things we saw today, or things maybe we picked up today.
Well, we certainly have to talk about... we should mention the Hasbro party last night. Did we mention that? Excellent, excellent party. We saw some brand new...
I think me and Sam mentioned it a little bit earlier.
Oh, you did?
So you could give us your input on it now.
Great new Star Wars information, figures, new Rebels card for the figures when they come out. Saw Captain America 2 stuff, which we did not expect to see there, and that was really great.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 stuff.
Yeah, both 6-inch and 3 3/4, which was
also really great.
On both.
On both, yeah you're right, you're right. The Electro figure, you know.
Yeah. Meh. Meh. Electro, sir.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said Electra.
No, I didn't. I said Electro.
Okay, I'm just saying it sounded a little...
That was a really good movie, right?
No.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that
she
and Daredevil.
She was pregnant during that movie. Just saying. So we did see that.
Right.
What else did we see?
What about exclusives that you picked up?
Yes, I did get the Pimp2D2.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, that we shall not be.
I don't think you're allowed to talk about that.
No one. I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay.
Or did I?
You made it yourself.
You can't
there
really.
There was a Build a Pimp 2 booth.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe that's how I obtained it.
Build a Pimp 2.
I did also get the Ewalking Dead signed by the artist.
Nice. Very nice.
Very cool. I also got to spend time with the one and only Sucklord, Super Sucklord.
Oh, look at that.
Which was really great.
He's a peach.
I also did get the other Hollow Shell.
Oh, did you?
Exclusive.
From Clutter?
Yes, yes.
Very nice.
I think that was that it. Oh, no, I got the exclusive R2 unit from Kotobukiya.
Oh, did you go get that?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So that was great.
Good, good.
And what else did we do?
I got the Tenacious Toys. Rich Page, Dickie Page.
Oh, Dickie Page Sippy Cup.
Piece, which is really cool. It'll fit very nicely in my son's collection, ever-growing collection of blue.
Oh, yeah, blue.
Dickie Page of food-related toys.
Nice.
So that fits in there. I also picked up the 2014 J. Scott Campbell fantasy calendar.
Right.
Fairy Tale fantasy calendar.
Did you get the print also?
I didn't get the print.
Why?
Well, first of all, it's a print and he has plenty of them.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, because I want to make sure that I get everything else I need.
Oh, that's like right now, everything else that I get for almost the rest of the con with the exception of Rocket Raccoon, is kind of like gravy.
Right. So there might be some other things that I want to, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
The problem with the print is that I have to find a place to put it, and my room is space is limited.
You need that sleeve.
So
to
no,
carry
I mean to hang it.
Oh,
you know what
oh,
I mean? The,
yeah,
the space
yeah.
is limited. And I don't want to buy it and then store it. So
that's true. Yeah,
gotta,
no, it's a good point.
I
gotta weigh it.
But you know, I picked up some of our exclusives as well.
You did?
Yeah. Where'd I got a sumo trooper. I got a solid orange sumo trooper.
Nice.
I
you didn't get the gold one this time?
No, not this time. I got the Peggy candy corn, of course.
Uh-huh.
Still adorable.
Baby Deadbeat, of
course. There you go.
So, and those, I got to say, the Peggy candy corn and the Deadbeat.
Yeah.
Not a lot left.
Not a lot left.
I think there are 3 left on the Deadbeat.
Right.
And there are 5 left on Peggy.
Right. And we did sell 1 each of our Hollow Shells exclusives.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So that's very exciting. And we're expecting those to fly out of here in the next couple of days. So, In conclusion,
to wrap up the wrap up.
If you are coming down to New York Comic Con,
wait, we have to ask you. Ventured away from the booth for a bit.
He waited for that one booth to allow him to go in it.
And then he didn't even get in, right?
No, I'm not waiting on a line for 4 hours. That's basically what I'm going
to
say.
To play a game that's going to be out when?
Like a month from now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not worth it.
But if you manage to get over there tomorrow, it would be nice for you to see.
I am totally going to talk about it. I'm going to talk to them.
A game coming out a month from now, a game coming out 2 weeks from now, Batman
Arkham Origins, yeah.
The Joker piece is upstairs.
Oh, is it really? It's
and
on display?
It is amazing.
Lights work nicely?
The lights
it's
work.
Really
now,
damn
they
good.
Said the batteries that they have in it were not very good.
Okay.
So, but even so, I imagined it with fresh batteries,
right.
And oh my God,
nice,
all
nice.
The TVs light up.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Pretty badass.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Amazing.
Very cool. Very cool.
He's not excited at all about it.
No, I could tell. Not,
shut
not
up,
at all
Skeet
excited. Cool. So I think then probably we're going to wrap up day one.
Yes, what
we
should say is if you are coming down to New York Comic Con, don't forget to stop by the Big Kev's Geek Stuff booth, Z16 and 17.
That's right.
We're in Artist Alley. There's a lot of great stuff to see here at the con.
There is.
You will get to see each and every bit of it, but you got to get through the line first. Make sure you come down and check us out. Check out our exclusive. Check out all of our friends' booths all over the place. All the people that have been kind enough to stop by and say hi to us, be on the mic with us, and allow us to talk about their products and their artwork and their stories and their books. And it's great. We're having a great time. You should definitely join us if you can.
Lovely.
And get a raffle ticket.
And a Rocket Raccoon. The raffle. We sold a bunch of tickets for,
we did, for
one
Arrow.
Of our raffle prizes that we started today, and it's Arrow, the Arrow statue from the TV show Arrow from DC Collectibles. Tomorrow we will start the Harry Potter Complete Blu-ray Wizards Edition chest thing. So it's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of other great shows here as well, podcasts and the like. Definitely come down and join us. We are having an excellent time.
It'll only get better when you come here.
In theory.
Yeah, true. Unless you're an asshole.
In theory.
End scene.
Bye, guys.